Yonglei State Police spokesman John Mahun Ngang says armed criminals carried out the attack in Bor County's Makol Choe Boma after the group met a woman who was traveling with her three children. Mahun says the attackers also abducted the children's mother but later freed her unharmed.
The woman was started from Pogo going to Makol Choe Boma at by the Payam between Makol Choe and Pogo. They met with Katoredes, armed Katoredes. The Katoredes abducted three children and drove them to the bush. So they killed the girl child and took two boys. They moved with them up to midnight and they released the mother and they took with them two children.
Mahut says the police were not able to track down the abductors.
The challenges are more because there is no road to pursue them. Roads are not there, and all the bushes are sown in bushes. The police could not move inside the bush while it is sown.
Yonglei State Acting Secretary General Duom Kwol says authorities suspect the gunmen came from the neighboring Greater Pibor Administrative Area.
This was reported by executive director on the ground. Yeah, so it was reported to me, and I think the people over there they were unable to rescue them. They are coming from Greater Ibor Administrative Area. There is prevalence of insecurity in some pockets of the surrounding areas of our town now. What I can say is that can tell the people to take care of themselves.
Peter Ajak, the Greater Pibor Administrative Area Coordinator, says authorities in Greater Pibor are committed to restoring peace in Greater Yonglei through ongoing peace initiative, such as rallies. Ajak urges Yonglei state authorities to stop pointing fingers at their neighbors in Greater Pibor, saying criminals are everywhere.
When we say people, they are waiting peace to come, you don't know either the other criminal will be stealing out, going to making crime somewhere. You cannot know. Not in our area alone, even everywhere. People, they are in peace. But there is a wrong element within the community who is always committed crime somewhere. But that one, we cannot talk about it.
Ajak urges authorities in Yonglei and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area to work together and find effective ways to end the cycle of violence in the region. Alfred Zulu, the human rights officer at the United Nations Mission in South Sudan field office in Bor, condemned the killing and abductions and called on state authorities to beef up security.
The authorities in Yonglei State should improve the security of persons, protection of life, and they should ensure that all those persons who are responsible for these acts of atrocities and killings are brought to book. They are held accountable. So the state government, the SSPDF, and the police, and other agencies must work hand in hand in ensuring that they round up all persons that are threatening life, abducting children, killing persons, or even sometimes sexually abusing girl children.
Zulu says Yonglei state citizens have the right to live in peace and tranquility since the party signed a revitalized peace agreement in 2018. Last week, gunmen abducted at least 10 women who were later rescued in Duk County. In June last year, President Salva Kiir formed a special committee to come up with recommendations to end the recurring violence, such as awareness campaigns and direct meeting between different community leaders and citizens. Most of those ideas were implemented, but the attackers continue unabated. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.